AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Donald Trump is lashing out on Twitter in advance of the Electoral College vote. The president-elect said, "If my many supporters acted and threatened people like those who lost the election are doing, they would be scorned and called terrible names." On CBS's Face the Nation, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway says talk of from some about some sort of revolt on Monday by the Electoral College is irresponsible.
The entire nonsense about the electors trying to use the Russian hacking issue to change the election results is really unfortunate. I think that actually undermines our democracy more than any other conversation that we're having right now.
Democratic Electoral College member Clay Pell told Fox News Sunday that even though the electors won't get the information he'd like about Russian interference in the election, the official vote will take place as scheduled Monday.
The vote will proceed in all the state capitals, including in Rhode Island, and I fully expect that Donald Trump will be formally elected as president.
The average price of regular gray gasoline has jumped 6 cents nationally over the past 2 weeks to $2.26 a gallon. Trilby Lundberg says overall, you could say gas prices are quite reasonable right now considering previous years.
The current price is a premium of 20 cents above what we paid a year ago, but it is a discount of 31 cents if we look at 2016 on average, below the 2015 price, and it's a discount of $1.21 per gallon under the 2014 price.
The oil industry analyst says the highest price she found in her survey Friday was $2.68 a gallon in San Diego. The lowest price was in El Paso, Texas, at $1.99 a gallon. This is AP Radio News. The owner of a horse training center in Lexington, Kentucky, says a barn fire has killed a number of horses. Eric Reed is owner of the Mercury Equine Center.
Apparently, lightning struck the barn. We had some employees that were coming in from being out, and they saw the flames and woke everybody up. We tried to call the fire department to come, and there wasn't a lot of time. The barn was going up in flames.
He says they saved 13 animals and lost 23.
It was just an inferno, and it was a matter of minutes. Seems like it was hours, but it was just minutes.
He says some of the horses were his, but others were boarded there, and the owners had to be told.
They were very graceful with their loss, which was helpful because we were so traumatized as it was. But we, our hearts are broken for them. They were like family.
About 50 horses in other barns at the facility were not hurt. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.